Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at Live Well Nutrition. Experience their organic vegan protein powders by visiting 12hopflop.com/livewell. More on them in a bit. Hello there, my lovely listeners. Welcome back to another episode of 12 Hop Flop. I'm Floppy, your friendly neighbourhood rabbit, here to share some hoptastic wisdom with you. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my furry heart: resilience in tough times. Now, I know life can sometimes feel like you're stuck in a never-ending tunnel, but don't worry, I've got a few tricks up my paw to help you bounce back stronger than ever. So grab a carrot and settle in, because we're about to hop into Rabbit's recipe for resilience. So what exactly is resilience? Well, think of it as that special something that helps you bounce back when life throws you a curveball. It's like having a little spring in your step that keeps you moving forward, no matter what. Resilience is all about being able to adapt to challenges, recover from setbacks, and keep going even when the going gets tough. Now, why is resilience so important? Imagine you're out in the wild, just like me, hopping around and exploring. Sometimes you might stumble upon a tricky situation, maybe a sudden rainstorm or a prickly bush blocking your path. Without resilience, it would be easy to get discouraged and give up. But with a resilient spirit, you find a way to shelter from the rain or hop around that prickly bush. I've faced my share of tough times too. There was this one time when my favourite burrow got flooded after a big rain. It was a total mess, and I felt pretty down about it. But then, I remembered that I could dig a new burrow and make it even cosier than before. That little bit of resilience helped me turn a soggy situation into a fresh start. So, resilience is like a hidden strength inside all of us, just waiting to be tapped into. It's what helps us keep going, no matter how many bumps we encounter along the way. Now, let's talk about tough times. We all face them, don't we? Whether it's losing a job, dealing with a difficult relationship, or just feeling overwhelmed by everything happening around us, tough times can really take a toll. It's important to recognise and acknowledge these moments, because that's the first step in building resilience. Think about some of the tough times you've been through. Maybe it was a moment when you felt like everything was going wrong and you didn't know how you'd ever get through it. It's okay to feel that way. Even us rabbits have our share of tough moments. I remember a time when my favourite patch of clover got trampled. It was my go-to snack spot, and seeing it ruined was really disheartening. Tough times can affect us in many ways. They can make us feel sad, anxious, or even hopeless. It's normal to have these feelings, but it's also important to not let them overwhelm us. Acknowledging that you're going through a tough time doesn't make you weak. It actually makes you strong. It shows that you're aware of your challenges and ready to face them head on. So the next time you're feeling down, take a moment to recognise and accept what you're going through. It's the first hop toward finding your resilience and bouncing back stronger. Now that we've talked about recognising tough times, let's hop into how we can build resilience. Building resilience is like strengthening your muscles. It takes practice and dedication. But don't worry, I've got some practical tips to help you cultivate resilience in your everyday life. First, let's talk about the importance of a positive mindset. Just like how I always look for the juiciest carrots, it's essential to focus on the positives, even when things are tough. Try to find something good in every situation, no matter how small. It could be as simple as enjoying a beautiful sunset or appreciating a kind word from a friend. Next up, self-care. Oh, how I love my grooming sessions. Taking care of yourself is crucial. Make sure you're eating well, getting enough sleep, and taking breaks when you need them. Sometimes a little downtime is all it takes to recharge and feel ready to tackle the world again. Another tip is to set small, achievable goals. When the burrow feels overwhelming, I focus on digging just one tunnel at a time. Breaking down big challenges into manageable steps can make them feel less daunting and give you a sense of accomplishment along the way. Lastly, don't forget to be kind to yourself. It's easy to be hard on ourselves when things aren't going well, but remember, you're doing your best. Give yourself the same compassion you would offer a friend in need. After all, even the strongest rabbits need a little rest and reassurance now and then. By practicing these tips, you'll start to build that inner resilience. It's like adding layers to your protective fur, helping you stay strong and bounce back no matter what life throws your way. Hey there, wonderful listeners. I've got something fantastic to share from today's sponsor. Are you looking for a way to nourish your body with clean, organic protein? Then let me tell you about Live Well Nutrition. Live Well Nutrition offers the best organic vegan protein powders, perfect for anyone looking to stay healthy and energized. Their cold-crafted proteins are made with only cold water and natural enzymes, ensuring you get all the goodness without any artificial additives. Plus, they're USDA certified organic, which means they're non-GMO and free of synthetic fertilizers, hormones, antibiotics, and chemicals, just the way it should be. With delicious flavors like vanilla bean, raw cacao, coconut, and natural, there's a tasty option for everybody. Whether you're blending it into a smoothie or just shaking it up with some water, Live Well's smooth texture and energizing protein will keep you hopping all day long. So, if you're ready to give your body the clean nourishment it deserves, hop on over to 12hopflop.com/livewell. Trust me, your body will thank you. That's 12hopflop.com/livewell. Live spelled L-I-V. Stay healthy and happy, my friends. Now let's get back to the show. All right, my lovely listeners, let's hop into the next topic, the role of community and support. You see, even the most independent rabbits, like myself, need a little help from their friends every now and then. Building resilience isn't something you have to do alone. In fact, it's much easier when you have a support network. Think about the times when you felt the most supported. Maybe it was a friend who listened when you needed to vent, or a family member who helped you out when you were in a pinch. These connections are like the strong roots of a tree, keeping you grounded and steady, no matter how fierce the storm. For us rabbits, having a buddy like 8-Bit makes all the difference. We groom each other, share our favourite snacks, and snuggle up when the nights get chilly. Knowing that someone has your back can make tough times feel a lot less daunting. So, don't be afraid to reach out to your community, whether it's friends, family, or even a support group. Having people to lean on can provide the strength you need to get through difficult moments. Share your feelings, ask for help, and be there for others too. It's a two-way street, and supporting each other makes everyone stronger. If you're not sure where to start, try reconnecting with an old friend or joining a local club or group that interests you. The connections you make can become invaluable sources of support and encouragement. Remember, resilience isn't just about being strong on your own. It's also about knowing when to lean on others and letting them help you hop through life's challenges. Now, let's talk about two of the most important ingredients in our recipe for resilience: persistence and patience. These two qualities go paw in paw, helping you to keep moving forward, even when the path ahead looks tough. Persistence is all about not giving up. Think of it like a rabbit digging a new burrow. Sometimes the soil is hard and rocky, but with each dig, we get closer to our goal. It's the same with life's challenges. When things get tough, it's easy to feel like throwing in the towel, but remember that each small step brings you closer to overcoming your obstacles. Patience, on the other hand, is about giving yourself time. Just like how a garden needs time to grow, so do our efforts. Sometimes, results don't come as quickly as we'd like, and that's okay. It's important to be patient with yourself and the process. Trust that with time and consistent effort, things will improve. I've had to learn a lot about persistence and patience in my own life. There was a time when I was determined to dig the biggest burrow in the meadow. It took a lot of digging, resting, and digging some more. But eventually I created a cozy home that I was proud of. It taught me that with persistence and patience, even the biggest goals can be achieved. So, when you're facing tough times, remind yourself to keep going. Take it one hop at a time and be patient with your progress. Celebrate the small victories along the way and don't be too hard on yourself if things don't go perfectly. Remember, resilience is a journey, and every step you take is a step in the right direction. And there you have it, my lovely listeners, our rabbit's recipe for resilience. Let's hop through the key points we've discussed today. First, we learned what resilience is and why it's so important. We talked about recognizing tough times and the importance of acknowledging our feelings. Then we hopped into some practical tips for building resilience, like maintaining a positive mindset, practicing self-care, and setting small goals. We also explored the crucial role of community and support, reminding us that we don't have to go it alone. Finally, we highlighted the power of persistence and patience, keeping us steady and hopeful on our journey. Remember, resilience is like a muscle that gets stronger each time you use it. So, the next time you face a tough situation, think back to these tips and trust in your ability to bounce back. You've got the strength of a rabbit inside you. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of 12 Hop Flop. If you enjoyed today's hoptastic chat, please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And I'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment or review and let me know how you're building resilience in your life. Until next time, keep hopping forward. And remember, you've got this.